Bat Selenia, written by Envy Sparkler, read by Raven. Chapter 184. Grave Secrets, Alternate Point of View, Bruce. Bruce runs as fast as he can, sprinting across the grass, terrified he's too late. This night has been a series of crises, each worse than the last, and in his mind he arrives to see an open casket and his son's battered, broken body inside. He's losing his composure, holding on by his fingertips, terrified of how many times he can nearly lose his family before his grip falters. There's a hole in the ground. And only when Bruce gets closer does he see the dark-haired head still upright, still alive. The squeezing in his chest doesn't abate as he swoops in like a bat out of hell. He thought Tim was mistaken, lying or exaggerating or something, anything other than his son digging up his grave to rebury himself. "What the hell do you think you're doing?" Bruce has Jason pinned against the headstone, hands tight in his shoulders, grip unrelenting because he can't force his fingers to let go. Jason stares at him, green eyes wide, and Bruce can't help dragging him close because Jason isn't moving. He's too limp, and Bruce's heart is racing too hard to hear anything else. "I cannot believe you right now." "I'm sorry," Jason says wetly, eyes glimmering, and Bruce has the distant thought that he's holding Jason hard enough to hurt, but he can't let go. "Please." There's something roaring in Bruce's ears, swallowing up his throat. "I won't do it again." "Damn right you won't do it again." And Bruce is furious, and Bruce is terrified, and Bruce doesn't know where one stops and the other begins. "Dad," Jason says, a broken, retching thing, utterly unlike his furious monologue with the Joker at gunpoint, and Bruce gives in to the urge that he's been battling since he figured out who the Red Hood is, and squeezes Jason into a hug so tight Bruce's arms are shaking. His son is alive. The Joker is dead. Bloodhaven is gone. His son is alive. He has to pull off the cowl to let the tears drip freely. "Please," Jason sobs, trembling apart in Bruce's arms. "Please, just make it stop." Bruce pushes back until he can grip Jason's head with both hands, can stare into his son's eyes, can hold him together with nothing but his own damn stubbornness. "Not like this," Bruce says, because he will always protect his children with every fiber of his body. "Not like this, Jason." Jason blinks and tears drip down his face. "Please." "No," Bruce growls back. He doesn't care what it'll take. He doesn't care if he has to rewrite the laws of the fucking universe itself. He won't lose Jason again. He grabs the handcuffs to stop Jason from going for a weapon, from ending this faster and easier than burying himself alive, and he hauls them both out of the grave. "We're going home, and I'm going to fix this." The end. Thank you for listening.